on your number one radio station. It is Beautiful Sounds of Lisa, and this one is titled I Hate That I Care. Before this one was Pompey and Mag 44 with Limbo. Right here on Azucani Saturday. You can send me your messages on 0979-192-485 and also 0961-690-487. Up next is the weekly recap. Please do join me.
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are the Soccer's number one.
Bringing you the fresh news from Lusaka, Ogbwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Ministry of Health approved the use of injectable antiretroviral. Over 2 billion kwacha released by to pay farmers. In international news, France leads $2.5 billion push to protect Congo's forests as climate summit urges action. In sports, Moses Sichone appointed to Polo Polo interim coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Monday, the leadership of the United Party for National Development in Kawe strongly condemned the power utility company ZESCO for what it describes as unbearable load management practices, urging the company to strictly adhere to its published schedule. Speaking to Power FM News in Kawe, the Provincial Information and Publicity Secretary, Fred Kunga, who was flanked by his deputy, Emerson Pukuma, stated that the erratic manner in which ZESCO is handling load management is negatively affecting both residents and the business community alike. The two leaders exhibited their strong displeasure, acknowledging the country's power deficit, but stressing that ZESCO must nonetheless adhere to its schedule. This follows a previous directive from the district commissioner, who had also instructed the utility company to follow its timetable. The UPND officials further indicated that community frustration is mounting, with residents now placing the blame on the government. They are calling on ZESCO to take immediate and corrective action to stabilize the load management situation in Kabwe.
We are here to register our displeasure with ZESCO. We know very well that we have power deficit. The power we have cannot go around all compounds and 24/7. We are aware of that. But our bone of contention is how this power is shared and at what times. That is our problem. That is being unfair. What is your plan against this government?
The government is working, it has put a lot of things, but because of that, people cannot even look at that as being an achievement. What they are looking at is the ZESCO is denying them power. Please, can you come down and help the situation so that the president is not insulted, the party is not insulted? Because the same power is what feeds people. Please, can we come down and work with the people?
In more local news, on Wednesday, over 2 billion kwacha released by ZANACO to pay farmers who sold their maize to the Food Reserve Agency during the 2025 marketing season. Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo revealed that so far, 2.1 billion kwacha was paid to farmers, while the FIA still owes about 9.3 billion kwacha. The minister told Parliament that the total budget for this year's maize purchase is 11.3 billion kwacha, further assuring that more banks are expected to release additional funds to clear the outstanding payment. Meanwhile, the minister explained that as of October 2025, the FRA had bought 1.6 million metric tons of maize from over 846,000 farmers across the country. He added that the agency has hired 700,000 metric tons of extra storage space to keep the maize safely, since its own capacity is only 1.8 million metric tons.
Government has this far dispersed, paid to the farmers, 2,088,506,000 kwacha towards farmers' claims. The remaining balance being addressed through structured financial interventions to ensure that all farmers are paid as quickly as possible. To accelerate the payments, government through the FRA has successfully concluded engagements with commercial banks for a structured loan facility amounting to 5 billion Zambia kwacha. This facility will bridge the financing gap and enable the FRA to clear much of the remaining dues to farmers. Further, the agency has initiated maize sales to enhance its liquidity. These efforts will enable government to resolve the outstanding payments to farmers.
And economist Kelvin Chisanga welcomed the government's decision to secure a 5 billion kwacha loan facility to pay farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency. He, however, urged the government to be transparent and accountable in how the loan was acquired and used. Speaking in an interview with Parafin News, Livingston, Mr. Chisanga added that while the measure offers short-term relief, Zambia should avoid relying on loans to face FRA operations and instead strengthen private sector participation in agriculture.
We need to know exactly how the 5 million has come up out, because obviously the key matter here is that obviously, yes, it has the potential to be used as subsidy and input support in terms of trying to support the fertilizer, seeds, and the agrochemicals to boost the yields that we are expecting to cultivate. And again, also, we just also need to understand that it's a mixture of different factors and issues at play here. So, and again, also, by extension, going to also boost the production that we should go to see. But the element of trying to see how it has actually worked out in terms of due diligence and also Parliament pass out is where now we are sitting to get the question over this matter. But overall, what we see is something that we work out in a perfect way.
In the meantime, Livingston Kazungula Farmer Cooperative Chairperson Winnick Mapanza disclosed that farmers in his area have started receiving both their payments and farming inputs. Mr. Mapanza said about 50% of farmers under the cooperative have already been paid and are preparing their fields for planting, adding that the early distribution has encouraged them to begin land preparation in good time.
All our small scale farmers, they sell maize to FRA, our depot is in Kavu. Farmers have already started collecting. I think it's way back, as way back as last week. Most of our farmers have started getting their money and also collecting the input for this year's farming season.
We are at 50%. I think by this week, I think all the farmers will be paid.
The Ministry of Health.